Ko Moiawa Tamanui, France and DNA, and this is your Wātea English News. Protests met performance on the treaty grounds today as the grandchildren of Rahiri welcomed Manuhiri for Treaty of Waitangi commemorations. First up was Eid Opu, led by activist-turned-artist Tameti, performing his Haki Hātea. 600 marchers, tangata whenua and tangata tiriti dressed in white, carrying white flags, not in surrender, but a blank canvas for the future. Next up was the government parties. The formal challenge from the hundreds of waka kaihoe was supplemented by protesters flanking the path, holding up shields in the shape of the rat-eaten Treaty of Waitangi, splattered with paint. The taumata was bolstered by the tribes of Aotearoa, including the Kīngitanga, with speaker after speaker challenging the government to put its energy into honouring the treaty, not rewriting it. Also, Green Party List MP Huhana Linden says while the focus of Waitangi has been about te tiriti, the government is also scrapping other initiatives which are important to Māori. Before entering Parliament, Ms Linden organised protests against the Far North District Council's plan to designate large areas of Māori land as significant natural areas. She says as a result of that response, the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity was rewarded to allow Māori landowners to come up with their own taonga plans for their whenua, setting out which land to rahui and which to develop. The government's rollback of the Natural and Built Environment and Spatial Planning Act means that work is lost.
We all agree we need to check our tile, and then we get these mechanisms in place of which, you know, they're agreeable for what they are, but it's not rangatiratanga, you know, very clear on that. This is kāwanatanga space, and now it's unbundled. And I mihi to the many hands that helped contribute to the drafting of these bills and policies, but it's all for nothing.
Huhana Linden. And Auckland Council's Māori Cultural Programme Lead says Waitangi ki Manukau offers Aucklanders waiata to open discussions about te tiriti o Waitangi to celebrate Waitangi Day. Shea Fu and the Crates will headline tomorrow's free festival with other Tāmaki-based musicians Savage, Annie Crummer, Ray and Tāmaki-based Kabaka also on the lineup. Miles Huatalukas says alongside the musical acts and food stores, a designated area will be available for people to share what Waitangi Day means to them. She says musicians deliver messages through their lyrics, which she hopes de-escalates current tensions around the treaty.
I feel like that's what the change is going to be moving forward, is using our music world to be able to kia tau te mauri, I roto I tērā kaupapa whakanuia.
Formalities will begin at 7 a.m. with the rising of the Tino Rangatiratanga, Manawa, Manukau Urban Māori Authority and New Zealand flags at the Manukau Sports Bowl, followed by a 8 a.m. porphyry by Muma and Mana Whenua in Manukau. And that's your Wātea English News.